0TR mobile.
Too hot to be running around out there in that weather.
My thermometer here in the car says it's just 75 degrees out there.
That, I got a little piece of land I want to talk to you about there, fella.
Just back out of the garage. Good afternoon, Rusty. We are going to Mutt's. You mentioned barbecue, and that sounded good.
What I had for lunch was very good, and it worked out real well. I get their big chain sandwich and get them to put the bread on the side so I don't have to eat the bread if I don't want it, and use me a good meal, and it works out just fine for me, you know.
Break out of my windshield here. Oh, always got to be right in your line of sight. Whenever a bug hits, it's got to be right in your vision, you know.
Of course it does. And I have to get on the road about 4:30 this afternoon because I got to be over at our rehearsal site at 5 o'clock to start setting up for the event tonight. So I will leave the house a little before 4:30 and head that way. And it'll take me about 30 minutes to get there. So, you know, it works out like that. And things are, you know, things get there, as they say.
I tell you, last night I had a little bit of fun. Not a lot. Didn't last long. The other night I told you I worked Thailand, but unfortunately I'd already worked them one other time when I went and looked at my chart. And years ago, I suppose. Yeah, but it was on different band. It was on 15, which I never used very much, but it's a great band. It's wide. But last night, I'll be darned if I didn't see one look rather odd. It was an Echo Papa, and it was he was on 20 sideband. And I talked to that guy, and he said, I'm running 50 watts, and he told me the city he was in, and he was in Iran, and he did the logbook of the world.
Good. Sounds like you made a good contact last night, if it was legitimate.
Exactly what I thought, but I had him up on QRZ and that, and I saw, maybe two or three other stations that worked him, I think one other one at the time, and all I see anymore is that danged FT8 computer stuff. Well, I mean, this morning I looked and it was just solid FT8. But at any rate, there was some CW on last night because I think that IRU was still in, and I worked several other ones, but that was the furthest one. And then several other guys, after I posted it, they come on and got him. And they got him for quite a little while, but not in this area. It was just sort of like nothing. But his name and call sign and everything in this city was legitimate. Now, whether he'll confirm or not, you never know. But I don't care. It was fun, and I've worked Iran before. And I think it was on 20 meters, but it is rare to hear them, and it's rare for me to be up on sideband, but I saw it, so I thought, what the heck? And he spoke pretty darn good English.
Surprising thing, because there are some of them that just know enough to make contacts, and that's it. They're in and out and gone, so if he speaks a bit of English, then you're good there, so. Well, good. Congratulations, Glenn. Guess you got another new one on a new band for you last night, so that works out. And maybe that'll keep you out of trouble for a little bit. Or else it'll get you into a whole heck of a lot of it. I'm not sure which, but you know how that goes. You have to play it by ear and then decide whether you're going to get in trouble over something or not. But anyway, well, good to hear you got that, and glad you got another contact. And You sent me that message about printing that file out. I'm working on something for a piece of software for you to download that'll give you, act like Office Online. It acts like Office, but it's not Office, and it's free. So let me get the full name of it, and I'll tell you how to download it and install it on your computer.
Nice. I don't want to pay for Microsoft Word when I would never use it because I don't know that much about it. I have written letters on it before, but it's been years ago. But I just don't want to mess with it. But I'd like to have that. I appreciate that. And no, it wasn't an all-time new and rusty, but it was fun. And that's all that matters. And I got a real nice card in the mail today from Ken, that ham radio operator that is relatively new to the business, up north by Furman. And he come by and visited, and I wasn't expecting it, so it was a nice surprise. And he sent me a real nice thank you card, and thanked Bernice for the cookies that he took home. I guess he took some home, didn't he? Huh? No, he just ate some there. But at any rate, that was nice of him.
Nice when someone responds to you like that and lets you, you know, tells you they enjoyed the visit and everything like that. And that's kind of an attention getter, and it always makes you feel good when someone does that, particularly when they come by to visit like that. So that's a good deal. That's a good deal. So anyway, well, good deal there, and awesome. So you're going to go down to Mutt's and enjoy some of their barbecue today, huh?
I think I'm going for the barbecued ribs. Bernice hadn't made any in a while. It's so dang hot. And you got to run that oven for quite a few hours. And I'm not cheap, you know that. But it heats up the house. And it's just, gosh, I went out there a while ago and just picked up the eggs and then picked up some pieces of paper from leftover fireworks. And just for the heck of it, and I about got overheated in 5 minutes. My weather station said it was 98, and it feels like 107 out there, and that's just sickening. Yeah, we're at the corner of Stop and Go. You know where that's at, don't you?
Yep, I sure do. Been to that corner a few times now and again, so. You know, it lets you know when you get there. Just remember to go at the proper time, because otherwise somebody will stop and hurt you.
Yeah, they've been having a thing on local Fox News and saying that they need to retime the traffic lights. I think that'd be a terrific job for the IT guy. But, I meant to tell you, I was incorrect the other day about that sniper. When it first come out, they said he had an AK-47. He did not. As usual, it was an AR, and I'm assuming AR-15. So Trump's luckier there even. But he was real lucky. And in my opinion, whenever a raw recruit that's never touched a weapon goes through Army boot camp, is able to shoot a weapon that accurately at that range in about 2 weeks. He was the luckiest guy that God had him in his sights there and taking care of him, because nothing else saved him. And it was a .223 bullet instead of a .757, which I know you don't know much about that, but that .757 is a lot bigger. And it took his year off, probably. But such a shame. And I blame the dad for buying that kid an AR-15 at that age. That's just ridiculous. But Secret Service dropped the ball. There's no question about it. But old Biden told them, says Trump needs to be targeted, and I think they took him literally. Anyways, enough of that. Wade Hampton and 14 here, where all the pharmacies are at, and headed downtown Greer Way, and then out to Mutt's, Rusty.
This is White. This what happens when you hire people into DEI, KP2HXS.
Yeah, instead of DEI, this one sniper on the TV this morning said, no, it's more like DIE. You're right, Dave.
I'm on a repeater, so I just wanted to say that. I heard you guys talking and working on one of my guitar amps right now. You guys can carry on without me, KP2HXS.
Is that a tube amp?
Yeah. I'm just kind of tightening up the connectors, and I'm taking it out tonight to get down to three friends for a little open jam. Just a little cleanup, a little maintenance.
I'm surprised you can still get the tubes for them. A lot of the guys over the years, not so much now, have always said that vacuum tubes have better sound than solid state. And the real audio aficionados, and I know a few on ham radio, really believe that. I don't, but I believe it's, you know, everybody's opinion counts. And if it sounds better to you, that's what counts. Good luck with that, Dave. W2T to take it in 0TR.
You
give
me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, tube amps are nice because, first of all, believe it or not, tubes are a lot more efficient than transistor. You can push them a little bit when you get a little bit more volume out of them. And they're very efficient on lower volumes because, like the amp I'm working on, it's a 22-watt tube amp. It's a Fender Blues Deluxe 68 reissue. And with a tube amp, you get some really nice compression as you turn it up, and it kind of warms the sound a little bit. You get a really nice sound. I like a tube amp. I prefer a tube amp for a guitar. Bass, unless it's a high-powered tube amp, you know, bass, I would strictly stick with solid state for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, David, you have a fine rehearsal this afternoon. Hopefully it's good. Right? We got a big thing at the barbershop group tonight, so we got a big event there going on, so hopefully we'll have a whole bunch of people show up for open house and everything, get some more singers and work on things like that. So that's what we're working towards, and see where we're going to go with that. Anyway, good to hear you in there. And Tom, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You go down there and enjoy that barbecue, and you know, and just don't overeat now. Be careful, and we don't want you to hurt yourself eating ribs there. You know, you can do that if you aren't careful. You'll hurt yourself eating those ribs, Tom. I'll catch both of you later. N0TR to take it. W2T 7-3s for now.
Okay, Rusty, nice to hear you. And we're not far from much down here, Dave. We're going out to eat. But I agree with you on people's preferences, but I don't agree with you on it's more efficient because there's a heater in every one of them vacuum tubes, and transistors don't have that or integrated circuits. But at any rate, as far as sound quality goes, individual's taste, and I respect that. Anyways, you take care, Dave, and have a good day. And sometime look up the frequency responses out by the book, and then we'll have this discussion again. Transistors have come a long way since the old days. 73s. This is N0TR. Clear.
Comment much. Don't overeat, like Rusty said. Have a good day, gentlemen. KB2HXS will be listening out.
KB2HXS, this is KQ4SYH. Comment.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. KB2HXS. Dave here.
Hello, Dave. This is Jim, and I just heard you talking about the tube guitar amps. I've got a few myself. And I will agree with you 100% that I definitely prefer the sound of a tube amp over a solid state amp.
My main amp right now is it's a Fender Deluxe Reverb. It's a 1968 reissue Deluxe Reverb. I'm about to get some work done on it. It's working fine, but there's a few things that I've been watching online about these things. You take the heater wires, you put them actually on the tube sockets instead of plugging them onto the board, and then I'm going to have all the filter caps changed out to a better quality cap I mean, the amp is still fairly quiet. I just want it's like a like preventative maintenance, you know.
Interesting. I've never heard of that approach, but it certainly makes sense. I've got a what they call a Devil Cat. It's a Class A 15-watt all tube, and it's similar to the Fenders, a little darker in sound, but boy, do I like that sound when I start to overdrive it a little bit.
I've got several amps. I've got a couple of Fender Blues Juniors. I've got a Fender Blues Deluxe, which is the 40-watt model, and I've got a PV Classic 30. Well, yeah, when you start compressing tubes and you start distorting them a little bit, they will get a little bit dark. That's just the nature of the amp. You know, they get that, like they used to call the Marshalls, the brown sound, as it were. You kind of lose some of the top end a little bit. But, you know, I like some headroom, and I throw a pedal in front of it, and, you know, I'm very moderate on my overdrive pedals. I don't crank the overdrive up real hard. I like the more of a bluesy sound, you know, early rock sound instead of the more of the metal sound. I'm not a metal guy.
It's really me anymore. I used to be a metal guy way back when, and now I just like the little more, just a little bit overdrive breakup, and I too have a Blues Junior. And then I've got a Mesa Boogie Mark IV back from the 80s that I bought. Maybe it was the 90s, but anyway, it's an old amp and still going strong. But, yeah, it's I prefer that just kind of on-the-edge sound, you know, where it's just starting to break up and get a little extra sustain out of it and can still be expressive.
Yes, it's nice thing about tubes. If you get it just on the edge of breakup, you can lay into it a little bit, and you get that nice crunch where you back off, and it should sparkle up on you. One of the pedals that I use is a Wampler Pantheon, which is kind of based loosely on the old Marshall Blues Driver, you know, the old blues amps. What the heck they call it? Blues Breaker amps. And it's got a really nice sound to it, and it doesn't really mud up on you unless you really push the pedal real hard.
Check those out. I know I've heard of them, but never really knew much about them, so I'll check those out. But, hey, I just heard you talking about tube amps. I'm actually working right now, so I'm going to jump off for now. 73 to you again. This is KQ4SYH, and we'll have to talk again about this, Dave.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I'm on and off here during the day. If I'm in my vehicle or something. Today, this afternoon, I have a little bit of a break. I'm an HVAC guy, so my phone didn't blow up this morning, so I'm thankful for that.
Nice to have a Monday when the phone's not blowing up. My day has been similar, so I'm trying to get caught up on a few things.
With your acquaintance, have a good afternoon. And I'll be listening out, KAB2HXS. We'll pick this conversation up again someday.
We would love it. KQ4SYH. Over and out.
B2HXS.